House Democrats finished the first day of their opening arguments in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Trump, telling the Senate the president should use a corrupt scheme to pressure Ukraine to help him get reelected through investigating a political rival. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said the president's actions were part of a pattern of corruption.
This is the story of a corrupt government-wide effort that drew in ambassadors, cabinet officials, executive branch agencies, and the office of the president.
And Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz said the Democrats are picking and choosing who to criticize about U.S. relations with Ukraine.
If there is such a compelling national security interest to give military aid to Ukraine, then what do these House Democrats have to say about the years that Barack Obama refused to give lethal military aid to Ukraine?
Trump is accused of abuse of power and obstructing Congress. He has denied the charges and called the impeachment a hoax. Chinese state media report that authorities are closing airports and train stations, as well as canceling long-distance bus routes in and out of the city of Wuhan in a bid to limit the spread of a new flu-like illness. On whether to declare an international emergency, Dr. Michael Ryan is the head of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program.
The primary issue is to limit human-to-human transmission, to reduce secondary infections, especially amongst close contact and particularly in healthcare environments. We need to prevent transmission through amplification events and super-spreading events, and obviously prevent further international spread.
So far, about 17 people have died of the virus, with hundreds of others sickened. This is VOA News. And Japan's government is urging its citizens to avoid unnecessary travel to Wuhan, China, as a result of the outbreak that has seemingly originated there. Iran's president told European powers Wednesday not to copy the United States by undermining Tehran's strained nuclear pact with the world powers.
Britain, France, and Germany launched a dispute mechanism in the deal this month, accusing Iran of violating the deal that has become increasingly frayed since Washington pulled out in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Tehran. Rouhani warned on his website, quote, "I am emphasizing that if the Europeans make a mistake and violate the deal, they will be responsible for the consequences of their actions." Iran has gradually rolled back its commitments under the 2015 deal, arguing that it has a right to do so because European countries failed to protect it from U.S. sanctions.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. The Trump administration is expected to place new visa restrictions on so-called birth tourism, where women come to the United States to have babies in order to get a U.S. passport for the child. APZ Donahue.
The new rules would make it more difficult for pregnant women to travel to the U.S. on tourist visas. Birth tourism is a lucrative business. It involves women traveling to the U.S. to give birth so their children can have a coveted passport. Sources tell the AP women would have to convince a consular officer that they have a legitimate reason to come to the country. Under the Constitution, anyone born in the U.S. is considered a citizen. There are questions about how officers would determine whether a woman is pregnant to begin with and whether a woman would get turned away by border officers who suspect she may be pregnant just by looking at her. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says that his administration is going to take a look at possible cuts to social safety net benefits like Social Security and Medicare. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It came up during a CNBC interview at the sidelines of the Davos Economic Forum. With a budget deficit nearing $1 trillion this year, President Trump was asked if cuts to entitlement programs would be a consideration, to which he answered at some point they will be. Early in the 2016 presidential campaign, Trump said that he was a different type of Republican who would not cut Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. He has already proposed deep cuts in Medicare payments to hospitals and is working to end the Obamacare health insurance program. A White House spokesman says the president has kept his commitment to the most vulnerable Americans. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.